Arctic Ocean or so. But the experience really is a spiritual experience. It is going really, I would say, to the Adi or original mother. Human reason cannot really understand how taking a bath in the Ganga means you come to the original mother. That is something that needs to be experienced to be understood. So I will be there for 4 days or 5 days, and then we will invite all these beautiful people of Rishikesh. The town in Rishikesh, at least the people who visit there, form one big family, and they talk when something is happening. I have a WhatsApp group of about 700 people in that WhatsApp group who just wait to be informed when there is a kirtan, and they will all come and tell their friends and their family members. So I'm seeing the Rishikesh family, and after that move on to sacred Vrindavan and enter an experience which is really special. I will talk about this in my lecture. There is a time coming up in our lives that is extremely conducive or favorable for making spiritual experience. It's the month of Kartik, and I will give you some tips how you can here in Berlin utilize this time. It's a time outside of time. What I mean with this is that we all know how the months moves: January, February, and then September, October, November. That's within time. But the month of Kartik has nothing to do with the flow of the months as we know them. It's a time outside of time. If you know how to catch this time, I will explain. It will be very easy to understand. So good. So I will let us start to sing a little bit. We like to sing. Who will play Mridanga today? Yes. Can you please take care not to play very loudly, but more softly, and not to speed up? Yes, just... and then... What? Something. Which tonality? Yes. Found it. Maybe we just calm down by chanting all together this mantra, Ram. Very simple mantra, Ram. To yourself chanting.
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. We will now switch over to a very nice song. Let's just repeat the words. Jai Jai Radhe, say. No. Jai Jai Radhe. Yes. Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham.
Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Jai Jai Radhe Jai Jai Shyam Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Jai Jai Jaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya
Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya
Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra
Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Hare Krishna. Srinivas, can you just give me this back with the... Yes. I want to make sure I don't forget it. So once again, I want to welcome all of you very affectionately from my heart. There are perhaps a few of you whom I don't know. Maybe even a few who are the first time here in the temple. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a great occasion for celebration to meet you. Is there a translation in the background?
Yes.
Yeah. In which language? Ach so, die absolute süße russische Sprache. Yes. If you need a Russian translation, the best is available in the corner. Good. Good, 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 good. I want to start with a few personal words describing something that is very much in my it's all right, Gokrishna. Gokrishna is always thinking, is the microphone at the proper spot? And what if he destroys the spot? Then the microphone is dying an unworthy death. So yes, I will be closing my year. I have been traveling all over the Europe and even in America. I was really going like a whirlwind from town to town. And now it is time to press the pause button. Pause. Life is now on pause because in a few days we will go to the sacred places in India and just focus ourselves on our own spiritual activities. I think in the life of any spiritual person, and I think all of you are on the spiritual path here, there is a need to sometimes put the pause button or even the stop button in our life, because if we just go on hurrying from one event to the next, from one talk to the next, from one activity activity to the next, from one event to the next, from one worry to the next, anxiety and worry, we will lose ourselves. This is perhaps the greatest loss in modern civilization. People are in danger of losing even the little contact which is still there to the self, because they have become bahirmukha. What is bahirmukha? Bahirmukha means to look only at the external things in our lives. You know, our work, our talks with others, our positioning ourselves in society and all that. It's like a person who always looks out of the window and sees the traffic before his door. But spiritual life means to look inside and look away from the outside busyness and hectic life. If you only look outside, and to what happens outside, you might well lose yourself. And a loss of your personality is the greatest loss. When self is lost, everything is lost. And the whole idea of spiritual life is to put a pause to this outwardly facing life and sometimes even stop it and come in contact again with the self and with God and all these things which are hidden in the heart, you know, in the temple of the heart. Even when you go to the temple and you are just going from event to event in the temple, you might sometimes not take the time to reflect what this all means for you. You might just be also lost in external things. And this usually brings you to a burnout. Becoming lost in the external world always brings us to a burnout, because our true self needs something else. It needs nourishment. It otherwise it's just starves to death. Good. So on Tuesday we will jump into some airplane. I hope it is coming to take us, and we will put our lives on hold, on pause, on stop. And we will go to these sacred places. This is called a pilgrimage in old times. And it is for those who become a little bit tired of material life and who then want to go to a holy place to surrender themselves and their lives to the Lord. There are three things which a pilgrim does at the holy place. He takes his body with him and visits the holy, you know, the temples and the sacred rivers, the sacred mountains, and he may pay his obeisances, and when he comes up, his forehead is dusty with the dust from the holy places. This is what he does with the body. And with his heart, he understands, I belong to you, my dear Lord, I'm yours. And with his words, he also expresses that in wonderful prayers, like, my Lord, I have forgotten you for so long, but today I have come to the sacred place, and I'm surrendering my life unto you. Please accept me. So this way, the body is used to walk to the pilgrim's path. The heart is used to have that private time, this alone time with God. And the words are used in prayers, in song, and so on and so forth. And in this way, the pilgrim really exits his normal life. He goes out, normal life, goodbye for a... I come back perhaps in 1 month or so. And he enters a spiritually rich life for which he likes to go to a spiritually vibrant sacred place and visit and meet vibrant people who are having in their eyes not the new iPad or the new Apple Watch or the new car, but in their eyes you can see they're searching for Krishna. They're longing for Krishna. No? And this is very wonderful. And I plan to give a regular inspirations, I call them Kartik inspirations, where I speak about my experiences. You know, I went to this place and there I saw a dog attending the sacred Artic ceremony to Radha Gopinath. Yes, I've seen many times animals coming to temples and participating in the temple ceremonies. I've many more time seen that than not. No? So I will talk about what I see in order to take all of you along with my journey. Good. This is a little bit about my personal plan. Today I have a subject matter. I have even notes for this. I want to talk about the upcoming months, the months that ties Krishna with a rope. Usually God is for most people, somewhere out there, and they cannot catch him or make a contact with him. But there is 1 month, the month of Kartik, where this is easily possible. I wish to talk about this and give you some ideas how you can also come closer to the Lord, how you can feel his presence in your life. Is this a good subject?
Yes.
Good. Good, 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 good. So let me start with some auspicious mantras. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachanine Devashesha Sunyavani Bhaskajyade Satarine Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sarasaramvi Vangsi Vatata Stita Kashan Venu Svanir Gopi Gopinatha Shistu Nama. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu There's something in this world that is invisible to our eyes. Yet although we cannot see it, we are absolutely dependent on it every minute of our life. This invisible thing that is in the world maintains us. If this invisible thing would disappear from this world, everyone, the poorest beggar and the most influential president, would be dead within minutes. What is that something?
Life,
yeah. Life air, yes, that is a good way to say it. It's a life-giving air, no? And more, it is the oxygen within that life-giving air. Imagine at this moment, for some reason, the oxygen would not be in this room. Every one of us, if he is a Swami or a new guest, or even the mouse in the temple kitchen, they would all die. Except for the Lord on the altar. He would remain standing there, looking at us like he looks now, but perhaps a little bit more concerned. In our lives, there is a second invisible thing that is all over and all around us. But only a few fortunate people know how to catch that. The oxygen, everyone knows how to catch because we have lungs and instruments. You know, the bloodstream which supplies the cells. Everyone can make use of that oxygen, but there is something which some say is even more important and which surrounds us all the time, but the problem is only a few of us can catch it. Ooh, what could that be? Think. It is divine love. It's all around us. But we try to find a replacement of it by finding it within human beings. Maybe in some human beings there is divine love. Even if we can only find the shadow of love, we come to life. There is a song, "Love makes the world a turnaround." I don't know the melody, but I have heard the lyrics. So this divine love, my dear everyone, the love of God, which is the highest expression of love, is all around us. the Lord has supplied us with the life-giving oxygen and everything else which we require. But only a few fortunate souls can catch it. Even those who come into spiritual organizations and movements, they want to find it, but not everyone has already found it. No? Many remain searching for this divine love, knowing that it is all they really need, but it is, since it is invisible, it's easy, not so easy to contact it. However, now you need to pay attention. If you forget everything I'm saying today, which most of you will, this one thing needs to be remembered. At a certain time, a time beyond time, this divine love becomes very easy to be caught. It lies very close. The time beyond time is a sacred month, the month of Kartik. On the material calendar, it happens from the 5th or the 6th of October. There are different calculations because it's difficult to pinpoint the time. Up to when in November? 5th or 6th of November. In that time, so it's not directly corresponding to the months which we have on our calendar, but within that time span, this time beyond time, it's a divine time, is coming. And those who know to catch this stream of love, this current of love, they can count themselves amongst the most fortunate souls who have ever wandered this planet. This is possible. And I will tell you in a little time how you can catch this current of divine love in this spiritual month of Kartik, which is happening parallel to the time of this world, the calendars of this world. During this time, the Lord cancels all conditions. God cancels all the conditions which He usually puts on human beings who want to find Him, where He says, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to avoid this, you have to avoid that. But He cancels all this. He crosses the list and throws it to the side, and He becomes unusual. Oh my God, I don't know how to say that in English. It is extraordinarily accessible. The smallest act of devotion, like offering Him one little ghee lamp with loving attention, gets amplified 1,000 times. Wow, here are the young goddesses coming on the altar. Wonderful. This month of Kartik is something like as if God, you know, comes on earth and whispers to every human being, in this month even a little is enough if it is offered this little with the heart. And here lies the miracle of Kartik. God, who cannot be bound by Vedic sacrifices, the Lord who is silent when the ascetics sit for years and meditate about Him, the Lord who cannot be reached by study and expertise in the scriptures, He becomes bound by the love of His devotees. And this is why the Lord in this month has been given a specific name. Who knows the name which has been given to the Lord in this month? Damodar, yes. Udara means the belly. And Damo means a rope which ties him around the belly. During this time, even a small activity can bound the Lord. That means bring him into the life of a devotee and keep him there. Can you imagine this, my dear devotees, and my dear guests, and my dear skeptic religious scholars? Yes, the absolute truth, the cause of all causes, agrees to be tied by the loving hands of his devotees. During this time, the month of Kartik, every day the devotees gather in the morning and in the evening, and mostly in the evening they offer a lamp to this Lord. They have ordinarily a little deity of the Lord before them, a picture, an image or so on, and they lovingly offer a lamp while singing a song that celebrates how the Lord comes under the control of the love of his devotees. This song describes in beautiful poetry a particular pastime of Krishna. Krishna had been restless. He had broken the pot of yogurt which his mother had prepared, and he had thrown a stone and it broke all open, and the yogurt spilled over the ground. And when Mother Yashoda returned, she saw the broken pot, and from the broken pot little yogurt footsteps. And she could understand Krishna was there, and he had stepped into this yogurt, and then he had gone away, and he was hiding somewhere. Tiny little footprints, so sweet. But she thought, my boy, he needs to be punished. I mean, he stole that yogurt. If he grows up, he will steal bullock carts. We must stop him. So she looked for him and finally found him feeding the butter and the yogurt which she had prepared to the monkeys of Vrindavan. And when she saw him, she chased him and wanted to catch him and fight him. But you know, the scriptures say, not even the yogis who can move with the speed of the mind, like this, can catch God in the meditation. So she tried to catch him, but she was always staying behind the Lord. She couldn't catch up, so to say. Finally, Krishna looked around and saw his mother sweating, and the hair had loosened and the flowers had fallen out of her. And she thought, my mother wants to catch me, but even the yogis cannot catch me unless I agree to be caught. So he agreed to be caught by his mother. Then the mother said, I need to show you your limits, you know. Let me bind you to something. So she got a rope together, and the rope was a long rope, but when she tried to bind it around the belly of the Lord and, you know, make the knot, it was 2 fingers too short. Huh? What is happening? Okay, let me get another rope. So she got another rope. Very long, good rope. Tied it to the first rope. And when she wanted to make the end knot, 2 fingers too short. This happened I think half of the day was spent by Mother Yashoda to get all the ropes which were there in her household. Then she got the ropes of the neighbors, the close neighbors, then the ropes of the distant neighbors, but always all the combined ropes together remained 2 fingers too short. Showing whereby which Krishna showed no material means can ever catch me. I'm beyond space and time and the ability of human beings to control me in any way. So Mother Yashoda would not give up. And finally Krishna, seeing Mother Yashoda, said, okay, my mother wants to bind me. I don't want to be bound by my mother. I want to play. I want to be free. I am free. I'm the Lord of all that is. But because she loves me so much. And it's only out of love that she wants to educate me. I agree to be bound. And the rope was enough. Was good enough. This is a pastime. It has many, many details which I have not told you, but I think you can find it out during this month. This is a pastime which is sung about every single day in the month of Kartik, together with an offering of the lamp. This is the way devotees celebrate it. And why is that so important? Why does it even matter? My dear everyone, it matters very much. Our efforts to come closer to the Lord, to feel His presence in our life, should not remain unanswered. They should remain answered. And in this pastime, Krishna shows, here, I'm there for you. You can bind me. You can control me. You can subjugate me. This is this theme, you could say, this devotional theme, devotion can conquer the unconquerable Lord. Love is stronger even than God. That theme is celebrated in that month. Therefore we say this month is not a month, we say it's liquid love. Ooh, divine love. That's an interesting concept, no? A month of love, divine love. That's something for the Berliners to celebrate, you know. So there are a few traditional ways in which you can contact, or let us say, come in contact with this divine mercy or kripa of the Lord. And I've written them down here for you. The first one you know already. What was it? To offer daily a burning lamp before your altar. You can do this at home. Also, if you don't know how to prepare these beautiful lamps, it can be a normal beeswax candle even, but if you want to do it with a good ghee lamp, the temple can give you instructions how to prepare such a lamp. Then the second is, while you offer this, to sing the Damodarastakam prayer, where each verse reminds you of the sweetness of the Lord's mercy. Yeah? It is the text can be downloaded from the internet, and even the melody can be downloaded. The third traditional offering that opens your heart to this devotional love that this month supplies is to worship Tulasi Devi. It is one of the five personalities who offers you, who's a gatekeeper, if you want to say it like this, and offers you access to Krishna. And the fourth thing is to rise early in the morning and to greet the Lord in the quiet morning hours when you dedicate your time to devotional practices like chanting, reading, praying, and remembering. I once was in an Ayurvedic treatment in the jungle in Kerala. There was one day, it was called Vishu. Vishu. Do we have some South Indians?
We celebrate Vishu.
Yes, oh yeah. Also daughter celebrates, also everyone, no? Yes. So Vishu, and all the Srinivasas from South India also. It's more Kerala. Kerala. Andhra Pradesh. We don't celebrate Vishu. So yes, what you do is, it marks the beginning of a new year. So when you get up, the first thing you see is not your soap bar, it's not your toothbrush, and so on. You try to wake up and see an image of God. Wow. Then you do all your bathroom activities, and then you go into a place in your home where you have installed a deity of Krishna, and where you have offered the fruits of that time, mostly jackfruits, yes, and mung, papaya, everything like this. So because the idea is, at the beginning of each new year, you want to first see the Lord, and that carries you throughout the day. I thought it was a wonderful program, and I took part, and I greeted everyone, Happy Vishu, Happy Vishu. Yes, even the people on the airport were very happy and gave us special treatment when we said, Happy Vishu. But on this month of Damodar, you should do that every day. Kunya Bihari, when you get up, then you have the Lord there, you see him, you offer your obeisances, then you go to the bathroom, do everything that needs to be done, and then go into your home altar and greet the Lord. Very simple thing. So these four things, let us go through them again: offering a ghee lamp daily, singing the Damodarastakara prayers, serving whom? Tulsi Devi, and then rising early or relatively early. It could be for you who are Berliners, before 9 o'clock. I am realistic. in this way, chanting, reading, and praying. If you want to do some extra or additional offerings, this is, I will give you a little list in a moment. But I want to say these are the four classical observances in the month of Kartik. Do them regularly with devotion, and your heart will feel the instant reciprocation of the Lord. He will reciprocate. He will be there for you. This is for sure. It is guaranteed. Wow. Now everyone is silent. This is good. This sounds good. There are a few extra observances which I go through quickly. You could, for instance, chant extra rounds of the Maha Mantra, or you could make it a point to daily read in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the pastimes of Krishna, or sing more. Sing songs like the Gopi Gita, Jayate Te Dikam Janamantana. I need my songbook for this. Please join me. Hare Krishna. the song. Those who know can sing along. Jaya Te Te Dikam Jan Mana Braja Shrayata India Shashvatatrahi Daita Trishyatam Dikshuta Vaka is something that is an additional practice. It's very important. I think it will be very appealing to many of you. Simplify your diet. You're becoming too fat. Simplify your diet and lifestyle. No? Maybe eat less pizza, less cake, and relish more prasada made with devotion. No? You should do some little austerity or simplifying, and then try to act towards others with kindness and compassion. This is a very important observance during the month of Kartik. It should be done every day of the year, but during this month, try to consciously be kind and compassionate. Why so? Because this month is under the under the guidance of the goddess of compassion, Chameshwari, Radha. No, it's this month has been given by Krishna to his dearest devotee, Radharani, who is the goddess of the month of Kartik. Her name is Kartika Devi. Say it, please. Kartika Devi, yes. And she is known to have kindness and forgiveness to everyone who simply turns with devotion to her. She will say to Krishna, this devotee is very good. She or he is a better devotee than me. Please take him and accept him. So in this way, you will make very good use of the month of Kartik. I want to end with a final note that I have talked about many times in my recent lectures. Often we come into a situation where people come to us and ask, can you give a proof that Krishna is God? What is your proof? Once Prabhupada was asking us this question, how do you know that Krishna is God? And someone said, well, he says so in the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, well, Krishna may say so many things. How do you know? Not believe. I know all the Hindus believe that Krishna is God, but do they know that Krishna is God? There's a huge difference between belief and knowledge. Knowledge is based on experience, no? How do you know that Krishna is God? So the devotee said, well, we know you and you told me. And Prabhupada said, I could be just an old man from India. No, if we are from India, Prabhupada would have maybe say, I could be just an old man from Bengal. No, the Andhra Pradeshis, I think, don't believe in the Bengalis. So I could be just an old man saying things. How do you know that Krishna is God? So this was, narrowing the scope of of answers. then Prabhupada became very serious and very tender, and I've written down his answer. He said, with confidence, you know Krishna is God because you can feel his presence when you chant, and you can also feel his presence when you serve him. You feel the ecstasy, and that is your proof. My dear devotees, in the upcoming month, this convincing proof of Krishna's existence will become most tangible. I can only request you, even if you are skeptic, that is good, open your heart and just do some of these simple offerings of devotion. It could be, as I said, a regular lamp which you offer before the Lord. See, certain things, especially spiritual things, are not understood by the rational mind, but they are seen in the heart that is softened by devotion. Do you understand? Just like the eyes are limited, what they can see, I cannot see beyond this wall, for instance. How can I see beyond the walls of the universe? Our mind also is limited in its understanding. However, the Lord is not understood in the brain. He's understood in the heart that is softened by devotion. And that is can happen during these simple acts of devotion. We have now a very special gift to all of you. Our Lekha Shavanti has prepared this gift with great attention and great happiness. It is a little photo. Wow. Maybe you can give me one, then I can describe it. And you could, du kannst es ja verteilen mit deinen Helferinnen und so weiter. Yeah. What you will get is a photo or a picture of that scene where Mother Yashoda is binding little Krishna. No? It's our free gift to you. The Kati gift. Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna. He's a little unwilling at first, so therefore the ropes don't bind him, but then he agrees to be bound. And at the backside, the flip side of this beautiful postcard, you can write My Kartik Sankalpa. What is a Sankalpa? It's an intention. For instance, I will offer a light during the month of Kartik, or in my interactions with others, I will be especially kind or compassionate or forgiven. Or you can say, I will actually read a little in the Bhagavatam each day, or any other wisdom text, and in this way you can offer a list of sankalpas. Now, my dear people, this is a card for you. It's not for your Facebook, where you make a Facebook thing and say, look how spiritual I am, and then you don't do it. In spiritual life, it is not important what you say you will do, Siamlal, but what you actually do. No, that's very important. Not many of us we say a lot of things, but we do a little. So during the month of Kartik, it's not about what you say you will do, but what you do. So this you can write down, and then in the front you can put this first class photo on your altar, and you can use it to make your daily offering. Yes, Bhavini? No. And here you can look and remind yourself of the things which you want to do. No? Now, I noticed not every one of you has pens. This is an old-fashioned thing. You can also write down your Kartik Sankalpa. Oh, we have pens. Wow, wonderful. So the pens are coming here.
Who, you can share them with your neighbor.
And you can share them with your neighbor, while Gokrishna will make a little. So we will have for this exercise about 5 minutes. If you don't want to write it down, you can meditate in these 5 minutes. And once again, it's not about your social media, that you look very spiritual and make the photo of this. No, no, this is between you and Krishna. And you can look from time to time, am I doing this or have I just only said I will do this? Is that a good program?
Yes.
The program is called Getting Real. No. let me now first ask, who still needs a picture? Everyone has? Who still needs a pen? Here, yes. Please remember to return the pen. We are little poor people here in the temple. Our pens are very important for us. So, any questions you have? Sankalpa means the inner intention, the orientation, what you will do. Clear?
Could you repeat? I didn't
quite. Yes, I will repeat. This month of Kartik is special because every little devotional offering will give a thousandfold, a millionfold result. So what we do is we write on this postcard, on this card, my Kartik Sankalpa. Sankalpa means what I intend to do. No? Could we go again through the classical things? Offering a Gilam daily, singing the Damodarashtaka prayers, serving Tulasi, rising early, yes, or you can read more, you can chant more, you can do many acts of devotion more. So please write down what you want to do. The month again is from the 6th of October to the what?
I think it's 7th to the
5th. 7th of October, yeah. To the 5th of November, no? Maybe you want to write this down also so that you don't forget. I forget all the time these dates. Okay, everyone, go for it. Write it down. What is?
Short question about worshiping Tulsi. Is it sufficient, like, watering her and singing for her, or should we do a full artik?
I do a full artik every day, but I'm in Vrindavan and have a tulsi plant before my little hut. So whatever you want to do, that you can even remember and meditatively serve tulsi or sing the tulsi song.
I do this in watering, but I thought about should I add the worship?
You have to decide. It's your loving offering. No one can tell you, only your heart can tell you. Okay, please start. We will have a little music in the background and then. Yeah? One question, yes?
So you have told several devotional things which we can do, and obviously yeah. We can do every one of them. But while making Sankalpa, we know that in Kali Yuga, Harinam Kirtan is the best way.
Yeah?
So would it mean that chanting extra rounds or
yeah.
Extra kirtan is better than the gilam?
No, it is. The thing is that whatever you do, do it with devotion. When it's Hari Nam with devotion, it's best. When it's Tulsi Puja with devotion, but mechanic Hari Nam, Tulsi Puja is best. No, that is with devotion. But certainly, your observation is very, very, very correct. And thank you for pointing out. Somewhere, it's good if Harinam is in there, in your list of things to do.
Nowadays, we can make sure that even if we are late to the office, we are doing those extra rounds.
Yes, yes, yes. Please write down your insights. They're very good insights. Okay, so go Krishna, please. We will have about 3 to 4 minutes of about a minute left, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I would love to request all of you to turn to your neighbor and share with them what your sankalpa is. Ordinarily, strong sankalpas are not told unless they are completed. But knowing that we live in the city and we speak a lot but do less, it is good if we share, and then our neighbor might ask us in the middle of the month, did you do this? In this way, it becomes more personal, no? So please, if you don't want to talk about everything in detail, you can give a general idea, no? So please turn to your neighbor. I know some of you are introverts like me. No problem. Just talk what you feel free to talk. No? Please start now. And again, don't just say something. It should be what you really will do. Hare Krishna. Oh, Rikesh. Serious discussion, no? Thank you. We have about 3 more minutes. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. I'll ask you.
You can continue forward, continue later, but thank you so much for participating. Did you find this helpful?
Yes.
It was a little spiritual archaeology, no? That is, yes. Please remember what Prabhupada said in one of his lectures. Your offering is love. And if Krishna accepts your offering, then what more do you want? The Lord becomes your most intimate friend. And you will see how peaceful you feel, how much tranquility you feel, and how you are protected by Krishna. No? This you will feel. It is. Please make this, enter this month a little bit like Rikesh would enter the pharmaceutical laboratory where he mixes some elements, no, and then some result is coming, something comes up, no, in the laboratory. So this month is your devotion laboratory. It's a nice idea. This is about practical realizations, not beliefs. No, it is something substantial, or as they would say in New York, get real, boys and girls. No, yes, fine. So I thank you very much. On a personal note, as I indicated in the beginning, during this month I will be sending you, I hope it will work, daily Kartik inspirations. The last years it worked wonderfully. And in fact, it's on my list, you know, to do this. But I always think it's a miracle when it comes out. These are 5-minute long audio inspirations directly from Vrindavan, and they are available on SoundCloud.com, Sachinandan Swami, on Facebook. My God, I can't believe this amazing technical presence, you know. The devotees here who know about this can give you, because now you will forget it. You could come to Gaur Krishna and make a photo of these internet addresses. He will be there. This is Gaur Krishna, my assistant, and then you can make a snapshot from these things, and then we could be in contact even from Vrindavan by these daily inspirations. I thank you all very much for participating so kindly. You were very attentive, and it was a beautiful atmosphere which you all created here. A little atmosphere of excitement, spiritual excitement, because yeah, soon it will start, this extraordinary time beyond time, no? It will. It's very, very, very spiritual, and you can grasp it, you know, you can make the experience very practical. It's not some theory. You will see, you will see. Keep my words in your ears, and you will see. All right then. Now I'm turning to Lekha Shivanti. What should we do, Lekha Shivanti? We have a Gora article. Wonderful. Let me see. Is there any question which is still here, which would be helpful for us to clarify? I think you're ready. No, you're ready to go. Srinivas, yes. Srinivas has a question.
Hare Krishna, Rajanath Nams. Thank you so much for the wonderful session and inspiring all of us to take this Sankalpa. Very inspiring. One question is, like, initially, start of the session, you mentioned that we keep busy throughout the year, but we need to take a pause, like just a click. But we being associated with the organizations and the temple programs, we are always going here and there with the services. Just want to be sure that, like, taking a pause is something also from the services, or to just to retrospect on ourselves, to connect how far we are in the spirituality, or is it something like keep engaging in the services? That part was something not clear for me, Maharaj.
Yet the pause which I was speaking about may manifest for different people differently. For me, it is going on pilgrimage and closing the door behind me, the door that leads into the world, and my various services. For someone else, taking a pause may manifest in a different way. For instance, he may be like you. I think a lot of your time is spent working, no? That is the majority of your time, and not services, but work, no? So there it's a little difficult to take a pause because you have a son to maintain, a wife to maintain, and so on. And then there is a little time where you do services. For you, it may manifest that you do the necessary things, but you do create a sacred space. For instance, I know that you drive with a car, most probably to your workplace. So during your drive, you can make that time when you are more together with Krishna, when you hear devotional song, bhajans. I think many times you do that already. It means to take yourself out of the ordinary thing. And sometimes you can do that by not making a lot of physical arrangements. I would like to give you an example. Once during the month of Kartik, I was at the dentist, and I needed to go there. So when I was waiting in the dental, the waiting room, I was singing the Damodarastaka prayers. And when I was in the drilling, I said, today, special drilling, give me a little bit more juice, you know, this anesthesia. And then as the doctor did it, I continued my spiritual activities in my mind. Making a pause, stopping our life, does not have to be physical always. It can mean to create a space in our mental sphere where we can be engaged. For sure, you should make that pause with your family when you come home after a day of work. And then you go with your little son Prahlad and you offer a light, you know. Then it is that something can must be done also by stopping your physical life. And of course, when you have services, that can be part of your Kartik offering. You know, that is very nice offering. Devotional service for Krishna is very nice offering.
Thank you. Thank you, Maharaj. With the guidance of Iskcon Amusement and Nilambar Prabhu also, every day we go to new families. So all 30 days we visit 30 new families.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we also go in a day, weekends, four families like that. So that's how we get engaged there.
Yes.
I think we need your blessings.
And you can also do something when you visit people at the home, you can guide the whole household in making a Damodar Puja.
Yeah.
That in Dubai, the devotees have done this, no? So the idea is that in itself means for you to pause your life. It means that in itself means to exit what you normally do. You do something wonderful for Krishna. Good. I think that answers a lot of the remaining questions, which were, if they are there or not there. Putting the stop button on your life can mean just make this as a month that is as spiritually charged as possible. Hare Krishna. So now we are going into the Artik. I think most of you know what this is. It's a ceremony which is offered to Krishna. And after this, we will serve all of you our feast, no?